Kindergarten and Daven Sech the Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. Begin the Amen Alpha. Begin the taste the Maskel. It begins with the Gemara. But Vatanya, we learned the Braisa, Amalir Blaza, Bechulir Blaza said to him, etc. Tosfos just comes to verify the Girsa in the Gemara. We brought that you can't learn out of Kabbalah from Halacha Lamesh Mesinai. So he says, yeah, that's the Girsa of Vatanya. But Vatanya, you see the Vatanam, but Rulam, and I wrote in the Mishnah, because the Chazah ain't in the Mishnah. This is not in the Mishnah, rather in the Braisa. Tinek says the Maskel begins the words of the Gemara. Hahi, that, mi ben Shmoy Nisyam Nafka. That we learn from the pasuk of that it's an 8-day-old child. Chayes comes to explain from where do we know that we don't do circumcision at the nighttime? Because the Gemara says, how do you know you don't do meal at nighttime? So the Gemara from the pasuk of Benjamin is yum. That's really not, it's during the daytime, not at nighttime. Chayes says, as it says, tame, it's a wonder. Because the Tanya Betrayas Karyanim, we learn in the Bryce and Teres Karyanim, and Iceland Paragarland is born in the Gemara and Yabamis, Tavayan Bezim and Bez. They will learn this out from the pasuk. Ubayoyim Hashmini Yimol, on the 8th day you do the circumcision because the title in the price. So it says okay, you would think you do it whether day or night time. Tamalema Bayoyim Hashmini says on the day. Oh, so you see it's by daytime. Now I would only know that the circumcision is on day 8. Nimala Tes, Lyud, Lyurav, Minayan Shay Nimalayim. How do you know? Okay, that's on the 8th day is by day. How do you know if let's say it wasn't done on the 8th day, for whatever reason it is? You do it on the 9th, 10th, 11th. How do you know that even then it has to be during the daytime? The extra vav tells you that including also all the later days. The parak based in Megillah and the second parak in Megillah, Nami Amosa says, the circumcision is only during the daytime. Like it says on the 8th day. So why is our Gemara say from Bench minus Yam? So it says, what you could say is that the truth is like we say here in our Gemara, from Bench minus Yam. But what do you do with the Gemara Yavam? Is the Gemara Megillah. So Tais says, the Samach Abench Minus Yam. Really, they're relying on our pasuk that we bring here in our Gemara of the 8-day-old. The Joshim Shutanakat, as many times as Shas, they just picked the more simpler interpretation of the pasuk. Because, yeah, it sounds more simpler from Bayam Shmini, it sounds like the 8th day, that it's by day and not by nighttime. But really, the true drasha is from, like we bring over here, Bench Minus Yam, that the Yamim over here is talking about by day and not by nighttime. Tinek says the master is going to read the Gemara. If that's the case, he's zarva in kashban. Then a non-kayin or someone who lost his relative that day should be vowed to do that avodah. Which Tosfos explained actually it's not so precise. And when you mention zar, because the Gemara said, oh, you need bayayim by mechusar kapar to say that it's by daytime and not by night. Although we know all karbanos, but we sort of leniencies by mechusar kapar that you could bring a cheaper carbon, so you think that you could even bring it at nighttime. Therefore, you need a bayim to say another night. Then the Gemara says, wait a second, if we're more lenient, so then maybe a non-kohen the Oyin should also be able to do that by Mechusar Kapar. Because we see that we're more lenient. And that's what Tais says, love Dafka Nakat Zar. The Gemara's question wasn't really so precise when they mentioned the non-kohen. Because the Bakula, because all these Mechusar Kapar, Bazaar, Bazaar, Yeled, Zmetzar, Kasem, Bahu, Kohen, it says it has to be by a kohen. Now, the primary question is really from the Einan, just because they're usually together, which they can't do the Abayda, which is Zar and Einan, mentioned together, but really, the question was only from Einan, not from Zar. The next day's master begins with the Gemara Ha'hadrei Kra, but the pasuk goes back and includes it back again. Chayes wonders that why don't we say that the Hadrei Kra is from this that it says Kayin and not being a Zar. The Gemara said that it says by Yoyim, by Mechusar Kapara, to tell you that it has to be during the daytime and not by nighttime. Although we say by all Kabbalas, oh, we would have thought there's more leniencies over here because you could bring it Bedalas. So if we have to say, no, as we're day and not by night. So the Gemara says, well, then you should say Zar and Einan should be kosher also to be able to do it. So the Gemara answers, as I say, the Masa is going on, says no, because ultimately the Torah invalidates nighttime by Mechusar Kapar. So it's taking it back to the category of all other Karbanas. So the same thing is running Zar and Einan, that also can be possible. So this explains what the mechanics over here is. So this is something that was removed from the general category. Lead them with the Bachadish. When do you give them the Shatar and the Jesband to have a new halacha regarding this carbon? Because generally, carbons have to be the animal, and that's it. Here is Lasui Bedalis. It comes to include that no, it could even be brought if you can't afford a cheaper carbon. Oh, so that when you have a Yatsim Nakal, lead them the Bachadish, the halacha is Shiatu Yachal Azil Chalal. You cannot bring it back to the general category that are the obligation of all regular carbons, which would be Lifsa Laila Va'inin to invalidate it being done at nighttime or through an Ainin, Achach Zuna Kazabu Chabeferish, until the Pasik explicitly brings it back to the general category. That's the taste. That's what the Gemara is answering. Harry is near the Farish. The Pasuk explicitly does bring it back to the general category of Pasuk Laila because it's invalid. It's nighttime. And therefore, that's what the Gemara is answering. The same thing would be invalid being done by an onion, like by all the Klalim of Karbanos. Then taste is because of difficulty. If I might look come in the Hadrei Kra, why don't you say that the Pasuk is retracting over here when it says, that it's Midachsiv Kain Velezar? from the fact that it says it has to be a kohen and not a zar. Why are you saying from nighttime? So even the fact that it mentions has to be, like we mentioned in the previous tases, by a kohen. So it says, Hashem l'shem drasha achrita asa. No, maybe this kohen is coming to teach other drasha. And it's not to be what's called lachzir l'chlolai, because it's needed for something else. And therefore, that's what the Gemara answers, that no, from b'yayim we learn out that that's being ma'ach l'chlolai of a general kabban is to tell you b'lay b'layla, and therefore it's also going to tell you b'lay b'layla. So next says the master begins with the Gemara, Tanika b'sed Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says, Rabbi Yechon, with the loiker of Acha bar Yaakov. So he's going to explain that why don't you also say like the other opinion mentioned in Gemara, from Nachma Yitzchak. Because the Gemara brought three different opinions. Where do you know the Mila is Deicha Shabbos? Yechon says, we know from Bayoim Hashmini. Rabbi Acha learns it out from the word Hashmini. Rabbi Elazar learns it out from Exeris Shabbos. Oh, he's Pris and Dairis, it says by Shabbos and by Mila. So the Gemara brought a Braisa that says we look like Rabbi Yechon, and not like Rabbi Acha by Yaakov. Because it says explicit in the Braisa, Mila is Deicha Shabbos from Bayoim, which is like Rabbi Yechon. So what the Bible says is, so why don't you also say it's not like Rabbi Nachma Yitzchak? He learns out that Mila is Deicha Shabbos from Exeris Shabbos, not from Bayoim. So that says Tosis is the leader of Rav Nachma Yitzchak. To say this, not Rav Nachma Yitzchak, Dama, that he says Asya Ois Bris Dairis, that you learn out from Exer Shava of the three words Ois Bris and Dairis, says Tosis is Loihab. No, this Bryce is not a rejection of his opinion, because the Umaydid the Shin B'Yayim, because the Shin B'Bryce, he agrees that there is this drasha of the word B'Yayim, like it's expounded in the Bryce, because Tosis explains there's actually two drashas. He agrees to B'Yayim, the Ois Bris Dairis, that's also Lamachshirin that comes to tell you regarding the Hechshir Mitzav Mila. Which the Braisa says, he agrees, Lamila Gufa, that's for the circumcision itself. And Valesle Lamila Halacha, because he doesn't hold that it's known from Halacha Meshmet Sinai. Now that taste comes to dress, and he says, the Avagab Rabbi Yechonon. Although Rabbi Yechonon, that learns out from Bayoim, Isle Halacha Rabbi Eliezer, he holds Halacha Meshmet Sinai, is like Rabbi Eliezer, that Machshir Mila Decha Shabbos, the Bish Rash, like Rashi learns, that Rabbi Eliezer knows it from Halacha Meshmet Sinai regarding the Mila itself. And Bayoim is what he learns of an extra Mila. Oh, but it says, Vahai Braisa, the Dershu Bayoim, this Braisa is expounding from Bayoim for the circumcision itself. That's Asik Rabbanan. That's like Rabban who hold that Machshir Mila not Teicha Shabbos. And that there's no Halacha Meshmet Sinai. And if according to them, the Bayoim is Suk Lemila Gufa. The Bayoim is coming to teach regarding the circumcision itself. That's Teicha Shabbos. And since we find Rabbi Yechon holds that the Halacha Meshmet Sinai was said regarding the Mila itself, so seemingly also is the opinion of Nachma Yitzchok, because the Gemara sounds like that they're not disagreeing, only regarding the Rabbi Yechon learns up in Bayayim, Rabbi Nachma Yitzchok learns from Zayi Shabbat. So Taisha comes to explain that still it's not the case, because even though Rabbi Yechon holds Halacha Meshmet Sinai, Rabbi Nachma Yitzchok does not hold Halacha Meshmet Sinai. Rather, he learns from Bayayim for the circumcision itself, and from Zayi Shabbat for the Hechsher Mila. Therefore, the Gemara is only saying that the Bryce is not like Rav Nachman Yaakov, and it doesn't say it's not like Rav Nachman Yitzchak, because like the way we explain, Rav Nachman Yitzchak agrees to the drasha bayim for the circumcision itself. But according to Rav Nachman Yaakov, he learns from Shmini. According to him, you can't say such a pshat to say that the Shmini is for the Hechsher Mila and B'yayim is for the Mila itself, because the Bryce of Mucha Behedi, the Bryce explicitly sounds like the Leboy and the Midrash Shmini Yimel, that you don't expound the actual word Shmini Yimel at all. In other words, it's telling you from Bishmini you would not know regarding Shabbos at all. It's not like Rav Nachman Yaakov. The Gemara says that the Braisa is not like Rav Nachman Yaakov, but it doesn't say that it's not like Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Mipi Rabbi. The next Tosis begins with the words of the Gemara, Matzaras. Just like we find, what do we find by Tzaras? Shabbat is Abaydi, because it overrides the Avoid and Beis Hamikdash. Which Tosis has a bunch of different questions on this Kavu Chaymer, and Tosis explains that the Gemara wanted to say that Mila is Deicha Shabbos, a Kavachemer from Tzaras, because Tzaras is Mohammed and Shabbos. How? Because we find Tzaras is Deicha Avoida, with the Kain, has Tzaras not going to do that Avoida. Yet Avoida in the Mesemikdash is Mohammed and Shabbos, because we do all the Kabbanas on Shabbos, which have all the Malachas. So therefore, if Tzaras is Mohammed and Avoida, Avoida and Shabbos, so therefore we have a Kavachemer. If Mila is Deicha Tzaras, it's for sure going to be Deicha Shabbos, and that's his taste, his tame to wonder. You could say the Kavachayim the other way around. In other words, you could say the Mila is not Deicha Shabbos, because you could say like this. But actually, no. Avaydah should be Deicha Tzaras, which is Sheyakitz Barasa Kedelas Avaydah. You should cut off the Beharis of Negev Tzaras to do the Avaydah. And you could say, Uma Shabbos, if by Shabbos Deicha Zemila, which, yes, overrides Mila, meaning Shabbos is more important than Mila. Umila Deicha Tzaras, and it's still Mila's Deicha Tzaras, and still Avaydah Deicha Isa, the Avaydah is Deicha Shabbos. So Tzaras, and it's Mila. So Tzaras, which is overridden by Mila, in addition to Avaydah Deicha Isa, isn't it Kabachem that the Avaydah should be Deicha it? So, on that Tesis, tries to attempt to answer the question, as we'll see in Tesis, he really maintains with the question at the end. But where do you see that Tzaras, where do you get this idea from, that maybe it's the other way around? Maybe we can make a Kavachem in the opposite way around. Says Tosfos Bahadam in Pesachim Perek Lamed Beis. That we say in Pesachim Nevi Samach Zayim Alaf. It says in the pasuk Bishalach Ben Amachna that you should send out of the camp Kultzuru where it's Raz Bechol Zav where it's Zav Bechol Tamil Nevi Rebbe came to from a dead person. Now the difficulty the Gemara there is discussing over there. Why do you need a pasuk to send out the Mitzrayim the Zav if you could learn from a Kavachem Tamei Mason? Im Tamei Mason Mishalachim if you send out of the camp a Tamei Mason. So Zav Mitzrayim Lishkol Shkem where they're more Chamer. Sure they're going to be sent out of the camp. Ella rather says the Gemara Yeshlach Hashad. There's a time Shazav Mitzrayim Mishalachim that we have to tell you regarding Zav Mitzrayim. Because they're the only ones going to be sent out because we're in Tamei Mason Mishalachim. I mean, if you would learn that from Tamei Mason, they wouldn't be sent out. Because there's a time that Tamei Mason is not sent out, but Zav Mitzrayim are. So it's going to be Ezer witnesses. Zav Pesach Abaz, we think Tamei Pesach, but Tumah. This is Karma Pesach that's brought in the stay of Tumah. Specifically, Tamei Mason are permitted to do the Pesach in the state of Tumah, but not Zav Mitzrayim. Now, Amma, so we see the Taras, Deiches Avaidim. The Taras overrides the Avaidim. Because you see that because of Taras, they cannot bring the Karma Pesach. And if so, we should say that because of that, we don't learn not the kabochem of tzaras not being deiches abaydo, because in the pasuk b'shalach b'mafna you see the mitzaron and I could do the abaydo in the base of edush. So that would be an answer for Tosfos' question, and that Tosfos rejects it. And there's no raya from there that tzaras is deiches abaydo, because name you could say the hainu kozmat shehiolav. That's only when you have the tzaras. You have the tzaras, you have to be sent out. But the kabochem, we're saying you're not so good. Neilav you could learn not sheyalkitz baras. No, cut off the tzaras. Kielas abaydo, do abaydo. So therefore, that question still remains. And then Tosfos moves on to another question, another difficulty is, how can you learn from Taras? The Milas Deicha Shabbos, in other words, this that we find the Taras that's lower down, there's Deicha L'Avoida, and Avoida is Deicha Shabbos, so for sure Mila, that's more stringent, should be Deicha Shabbos, says Tosfos, Le'mer Tzicha Teichich, I can tell you that murder should disprove this. What do we find? So Deicha L'Avoida, a murderer cannot do the Avoida, so it supersedes doing the Avoida, yet Ve'ena Deicha Shabbos, it does not override meaning, and avoda doesn't, and it's, and the murder of, let's say, killing someone, is this that the bezin has a mitzvah to kill someone who's chayv misa bezin, that is deichad avoda, meaning the kain who did the avoda has to be executed. We execute him. Yet killing on Shabbos, even in the courts, is not deichad Shabbos. So avni avi mila. So I should also bring mila that yes, even though it's mochamad and tzaras, and we find tzaras being deichad avoda, but still. Shabbos, it could be that it's not going to be overridden, just like we find by the court execution, that although it's Teichel Avayit, it's not Teichel Shabbos. So here also Tosfos attempts to answer the question and says, oh, but Hitam, if you're going to say, no, Mila Adifa, Mila is more stronger than just that of the case of Ritzicha, because Shadicha Tzeras, here we see how strong Mila is, it overrides Tzeras, Hadicha Zavayit, which overrides Avayit. It's not like Ritzicha just overrides Avayit. Here Mila is a step even further. It overrides something that overrides Avayit. Still says no, I can't name it. You could still say kavurus meis mitzvah techech. The burial of a mitzvah person to bury, which has no one to bury him, could disprove this. Because adif in the mila, it's stronger than mila, where shadecha is a mila. It's a mitzvah to bury a person that no one can bury him. That overrides doing a circumcision, which we know from the extra word of alachis in the pasuk, where to override any mitzvah you're going, even to going to do circumcision, which mila is something hadecha tzras to override tzras. Hadrech is which overrides Avoida, Hadrech is which overrides Shabbos, and Avalach Lidach Shabbos, and even so, you're not allowed to bury Mes Mitzvah on Shabbos. So, for sure, you could say the same thing by Mila, that it's not going to be Deicha Shabbos. So, Tosfos concludes and says, what you could say is like this. You're right. Dachi Nami Abba Muslim, the Gemara could have said Ipcha. Yeah, to say the Kavachem the opposite way around. That Mila is not Deicha Shabbos, because you learn from Kavachem that Avoida is Deicha Tzras, not necessarily, like we're saying, because Vritzicha Techiach. And we could say that murder, regarding our second question, that murder could disprove the kavurah meis mitzvah techiach, or we said even one step further that even kavurah meis mitzvah could disprove this. And you're right, we could have asked the questions that Tosfos is asking. But the thing is that the Braisa preferred to say that it should be deicha Shabbos. Why? Because the nafkin mabiyam. Because we see in the conclusion that there is a pasuk that says that it's done on this day of Shabbos, no matter what day. The Mila Dakar Shabbos, the Mila Bright Shabbos. And therefore, that's really how brises usually work. That what we're going to ultimately bring a source from the Pasuk. The Mar first tries to say, wait, it's like, we don't need a Pasuk, we have a Kabbal Chaymer. Then he refutes the Kabbal Chaymer and then brings him in the Pasuk. But since ultimately that was going to be the conclusion, so first they make a Kabbal Chaymer to say, oh, we know from a Kabbal Chaymer. But then it disproves, it says, no, it's not a Kabbal Chaymer. And it actually refutes from it in itself. We don't have to ask the question and say, oh, maybe Kabbal Chaymer. The other way, no. We say the Kabbal Chaymer because we want to say that this is the halacha. We just refute it from in and of itself, in the logic of the Kabbal Chaymer itself, and then we bring it from a pasuk. So they said one regarding the Kabbal Chaymer, you can say the opposite. And you could say that Mila is not Deicha Shabbos, you learn the Kabbal Chaymer from Avoida that is Deicha Tzaras, not Taras being Deicha Avoida. And additionally, Taisa says that you could even say that Ritzich is Teichiach, or Kavars Meitz Mitzvah is Teichiach. And Taisa says, you're right, you could, but they want to ask better, which has, in Minei Obey, it says that there's no Kabbal Chaymer. And again, it's just because we wanted to go that way first, because ultimately that is the halacha that we learned from the game, that Mila is Deicha Shabbos.